Tracy Letts, Pulitzer Prize-winning August Osage County at Indianapolis's Phoenix Theater, is a dark, twisted, funny family drama. The production's in the capable hands of the Phoenix's artistic director, Brian Fonseca. Bernie Killian's set design for the rambling Weston home uses the full width, the height, and even part of the side, wrapping the play around the audience in the intimate theater. The Phoenix's production of August Osage County features a number of actors familiar to both Indianapolis and Bloomington theatergoers. Martha Jacobs alternated between frighteningly nasty and frighteningly pathetic as the Weston matriarch Violet. Ken Farrell was Beverly, the family patriarch. At first he's lost in a poetic alcoholic fog and later just lost. Diane Condrat, as the oldest of the Weston daughters, showed both bravery in her defense and pathos as she embraced her own multiple failures, especially those with her errant husband, played by Bill Simmons. Gail Bray was the most sympathetic of the Weston girls as the stay-at-home daughter, who also got her own special doses of maternal abuse. Diane Timmerman, long gone but much missed from IU and Brown County, had the role of the youngest daughter, the one who at first seemed to have escaped, but then was seen as wounded as any. August Osage County is reminiscent of Eugene O'Neill and Tennessee Williams. It's just as dark, but with the potential to be much funnier. You may get my drift about the humor if I tell you that one of the funniest lines in the show has Martha Jacobs, the family matriarch, pardoning a viciously timed revelation of the conception of a half-sibling, with the disclaimer that things like this are handy to know if you need a kidney. I say August Osage County has humorous potential because by Saturday night of opening weekend, the audience and perhaps the cast weren't comfortable enough with the play for it to be fully realized. There's so much meanness and so much drama in the way these characters treat one another that there was a hesitation to actually laugh out loud. However, simply the richness of the plot, the complications, and the development of the characters as the evening went on was deeply involving and fascinating theater. These values will remain, and I'll bet it'll also become a bit funnier. The Phoenix Theater's production of Tracy Letts' August Osage County continues through March 11th, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.